So I've been thinking about this for quite a while now, and I've come up with the phrase, good habits become successful experiences. What are your good habits? How are you improving your career as an actor? We're going to talk about successful habits, or habitual success, on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting partner with McCorkle Casting in New York. How are you? I hope you're having a really, really good day. Today's episode, we're calling Habitual Success. We're talking about those things that you can do to become more successful. And I'm going to give you some tips, some hints, and some suggestions on how to do all of that in just a moment. But this is that moment in the podcast where I say thank you so much for listening to Casting Actors Cast. If your first time is now listening to Casting Actors Cast, and welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. It's quite a community of actors and performers who have written to me, who are participating in this great experiment. And I had no idea that the success of this would grow as amazingly as it has. And we don't have any sponsors on this podcast. All I try to do is provide as much interesting content that you can find useful as possible. All I ask in return is that you give me a thumbs up, a like, giving me a review is great. In other words, get the word out to those people who might benefit from this podcast. It would mean so very, very much to me. Also, I want to kind of promote the website, castingactorscast.com. There's some freebies there based on previous podcasts. There's also a downloadable PDF book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors that I wrote a few years ago. So if you're interested in voiceover work, all you have to do is fill out the Dive into the Talent Pool form, contact information. By the way, all of that information stays private. I don't sell it. I don't do anything with it. It just helps me feel revitalized. Ooh, good word. And continue to want to do these podcasts. So your feedback to me is equally helpful as my help to you is, I hope, by doing these podcasts. So thank you very much for that. Habitual success. So I guess the premise of today's podcast is really about getting into good habits that can really help you. And one of the good habits that I think is taking a look at what do successful actors do with their time? How do they become successful? What sort of choices did they make in their careers that helped them blossom into the successful performer actor that they are now? And so that's the way I want to approach today's podcast. The 7 habits of successful people kind of thing, but this is the 7 habits of successful actors that we're going to be talking about. And what I think is so vital to this conversation today, it's the word integrity. And unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, integrity seems to matter only to those that have it. Think about that. And so I would love for you to be an actor of integrity. And integrity means that you're making really good choices based on your own personal interests and your own instincts, but also the community at large. Are you taking on jobs? Are you taking on the craft of acting in the areas in which you want? Or are you starting off in a different area, hoping to grow into a career? No matter what, having integrity can, I think, make a substantial difference to the way you approach a lot of the work. So let's talk about that. One of the things I definitely see in successful actors is that they do their research. And that means that if they're given an audition or they're sent a script, that the actor doesn't just simply read the script and decide if this is something that they would like to do or not. They do the following. If it's a film script, they'll find out who the director is. They'll do some research on the director. They'll do some research on the writer. They're going to invest in, when they read the script, the style of writing that is taking place in the script. Are there other scripts of like style that the actor can relate to? In other words, not just reading the script or reading your scenes in the script to see if this is something you want to audition for. It really is a matter of investing a little bit more so that you have information, because information is power. And the reason why you want to do that additional research is twofold. One, when you end up meeting with a director or the producer or the casting director, and you've done that kind of research, you can hold a conversation about the project. And that builds your confidence. That means you're not walking into a meeting blind. What CEO of a company would walk into a meeting without having any substantive information on the background of what that meeting is about? Any successful person would have definitely done their research. And so that's what I'm asking of you. So integrity has to do with your ability to have a responsible conversation with those people who are in the business and can be of help to you. So the successful actor does research on the director, the writer, the casting director, and that really, like I said, can reinforce a lot of those positive values, and you can feel good about yourself. I also think another way in which actors can have the strength of character and integrity is to prepare yourself appropriately for the work. I know that there are a lot of really, really talented actors out there, and I think a lot of times the actors are relying on their past experience and what they've done in the past to get through an audition or to be considered for a role. And there's value in that, and I understand that. But consider the successful actor who really does a lot of preparation for the work. So it's not just reading the script and then coming in and reading the script for the casting director or the producer or the director. It is really understanding all of those parameters that can help you get and make educated decisions and choices within the character. I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but when you read a new play, for example, figuring out, or a screenplay, figuring out the style of writing, you could say to yourself, gosh, this has a kind of a Star Wars quality to it. That it feels like there's the sci-fi adventure kind of feeling to it. Well, you know what? Maybe it'd be a good idea to watch Star Wars again. I know you've seen it once. But maybe if you're reading a script that has a similar tone, maybe by watching a similar tone in another film project will help you in your audition. And you can see why, right? I mean, the style of acting is coming from the style of writing. And when you have that information, you can therefore be more confident and more prepared for your audition. Or perhaps, let's say it's a television project. Maybe it's a kind of a funny comedy taking place in the 50s. Well, you know, maybe watching Mrs. Maisel would be a really great idea to sort of get you into the flavor of that particular script. If you're reading and you're asked to do some work from a particular playwright, then wouldn't it be a great idea to try and read as much of the writing of that playwright as possible? So getting a hold of that additional material. You see, it's going another layer or two deep into the work that will help develop your confidence and also make you feel more secure in the audition choices that you make. Another thing about integrity that I find really fascinating, and this seems to be happening more and more, and I was talking to a responsible person at the Seattle Repertory Theater just the other day, and we were both commenting on how many times actors have accepted jobs and then pulled out at the last minute. They decided that it wasn't for them, or they've decided that something better has come along, and so they don't want to make the commitment to that theater project. And I'm talking kind of a little bit more about theater today in reference to that. Although we've had some feature films where the actor who said yes to doing the film has now suddenly decided that they don't like the choices or they don't care for the changes that have taken place in the script. And so therefore they're withdrawing themselves from the project. You know, what's amazing is that this seems to be happening more and more. And I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out why is that? What's happening out there that is making actors initially want to do a play or commit to a project and then decide to pull out at the last minute? Now, my thinking is that something better has come along. And I understand that. If you are committing to a play at a regional theater and that's an 8-week commitment and the money, you know, isn't as great as it would be as if you did a 1 week on a television series, then a lot of actors would sort of leave that commitment for the theater in order to do that 1 week of TV series because they're in town, because they don't have to live out of a suitcase, you know, those sort of considerations. Now, the argument could be made that that's just the nature of the beast, right? However, I would ask you to really consider, once making a commitment to a project, how committed are you really? Now, there's part of me, and this is maybe old-fashioned Jeff talking, but there's part of me that thinks once you make a commitment to a project, you've made that decision already so that other influences can come in, but you've made your decision. Now, maybe your agent or manager is saying, you know what, you shouldn't have to do that theater. It's not a good part, or it's not that helpful to you. It doesn't do anything for your career, where I can get you a TV series, being a supporting guest star on a TV series, that would be so much better for your career. Well, it could and it couldn't. It could be more money, right? It could be more money for the agent or manager. Yeah, that's probably true. But on the other hand, maybe the role at that regional theater is something that will help you develop and grow as an actor. Maybe the relationships you make with those fellow cast members in a regional theater setting or that director could blossom into something. So you just don't know. And being in control of those choices and keeping yourself malleable to the next best thing might not always be the best first choice. So when you make a commitment, make that commitment as solidly as you can, and then be thrilled and happy with the choice that you made. Live with that choice. That, to me, is what develops integrity, and that's what I think is of value in terms of having a career. Now, I'm not trying to do the shame thing here about that, but I am asking you to perhaps take a look at it, because where I sit, it's becoming really frustrating for us because we have to go to a second person or a third person or hold other auditions. Yeah, I don't mind that it's a pain in the ass. I get it. I mean, that's what we're there for. Casting directors are there to help solve problems. But the fact that these problems are happening more and more frequently is a little disturbing and a little bit discomforting and disquieting. And so all I'm asking is that you take a look at that as part of your makeup, as part of who you are as an actor, and see if there are some adjustments that you can make to help you feel better about you and your work. Because after all, it's not just an audition. There's much, much more involved than that. You might be making a commitment to a theater. Maybe it's a particular project that might have some social relevancy. Maybe you really might affect people's lives with some of your artistic creativity in the world of this particular theater project that you're doing. The same could be said for a film or a television project. I believe, and I know this for myself, early on as an actor, I was, and I know this is going to sound really wrong and bad maybe, but I'm going to say it anyway, is that I felt very, very self-involved in my career. I felt very much that the universe needed to respond to my presence in it. Now, some would just call that ego, and I guess there's some truth to that. But in a very real sense, I felt that every choice, every decision I made had to benefit me. And now I'm thinking differently. Now I'm thinking, you know what? There are some really important writing in theater and in television and in film that has value outside of performance, that is telling a unique story in a unique way that can literally help the perspective of what's taking place in our world today. And that's something bigger than ourselves. And so think about those choices. So again, there's an opportunity in terms of integrity to think in terms of making a deeper impact than just self-fulfillment. I hope that makes sense. I didn't mean to turn this into like a shame lecture or guilt lecture. That's not what I want to talk about. But I find it really, really fascinating that I think a lot of actors are just would love the choices and opportunities that we have as casting directors. And because another actor gets that job, because of, for whatever reason, that actor who really, really wanted that job and doesn't get it, you know, that's a hurtful thing. So please take a job if you really, really want to do it. So if you really want that job, then do show up for the audition. If you think that an audition is just an opportunity to get some additional face time with a casting director, but you're not really planning on taking the job if it happens, please do the world a favor and don't come in for the audition. Leave that opportunity for somebody who really would love to be able to play that part. You see, we only have so many times during the course of a day for auditions. And directors are now under the gun in terms of the amount of time they can make available to us as casting directors. And so you're really doing the world a disservice if you're planning on coming in to audition only to audition and not to take the job. Accepting the audition should be an acceptance of the job if it were to come to you. But I think doing the research, building your confidence by making really good choices with integrity, deciding that there are projects out there that would really benefit from your talent and also change the world in some way, make the world a better place because of you in it. Those are the choices that I think sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes can get lost. So I would at least hope that you take the moment, take a time out, and really evaluate what you are trying to say with your career. What is your success model in terms of having a career? So habitual success, it really is about developing really good habits. And those kind of habits in terms of preparation, those kind of habits in terms of deciding how relevant this project can be for others as well as yourself, and then making decisions about your presence in the business can help just go a long way to developing those good habits that will end up ultimately in a really successful career. I know it. I know it. I've lived it. I hope that this has been helpful to you. If it has been, please let me know. What kind of habits do you do on a regular basis that you would like to share with us? Simply go to Casting Actors Cast and let us know. Thanks so much for watching this patio, this podcast video. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.